This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The 20th century Dutch artist M.C. Escher was known for his mesmerizing three-dimensional drawings. They're now a staple of college dorm rooms everywhere. His art also lives on in the music of the Escher String Quartet. This young group is currently in residence at the Caramore Festival in upstate New York and at the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. They've also played in nightclubs and with pop and jazz singers like Luke Temple and Kurt Elling. The Escher String Quartet joins us today, and they're going to christen our new performance studio with a live performance of the finale from Antonín Dvořák's String Quartet in F, commonly known as the American Quartet. Here are the four members of the Escher String Quartet. That is the Escher Quartet live here in our new Soundcheck Performance Studio, and actually the first time we are using the big room here in WNYC's new studios. And what a nice way to get things started with the finale of Antonín Dvořák's String Quartet No. 12 in F Major, Opus 96, which everyone simply calls the American Quartet because he wrote it while he was here in the States. And the members of the Escher Quartet, Adam Barnett Hart and Wu Ji play the violins, Pierre Lapointe the viola, and Andrew Jans plays the cello. Adam and Andrew joining me at the microphones. Andrew, you're the only one who was seated during that performance. Is that...
Only by necessity.
Only by so you couldn't find a four-foot-long end pin for the cello so that you could stand as well?
Maybe there's a market for it. Maybe I can... Start a 4 foot long end-to-end company.
What do you guys get out of playing standing up? I mean, I've actually seen a little bit of this in recent years, but only a little.
Yeah, there aren't that many quartets that actually have the three upper string players stand, but we just feel like it gives a lot more freedom to our playing, and just physically, we just feel much more comfortable when we're standing. And I mean, you know, the way we think of it is everyone sort of learns to play the violin standing, and then somehow they think that once you get into a quartet, somehow you're supposed to sit down, and we just don't really understand the logic behind that. We prefer standing.
Okay.
So it's a simple reason, really.
And if you're going to play in a rock club, you might as well look like all the other musicians, right?
You got it, yeah.
Which is something that you guys have done. Now, why Escher? Why take the name of this trippy... Dutch graphic artist as the name of a string quartet?
Well, Escher did a lot of different kinds of drawings, but the ones we were thinking about when we chose the name were the ones with the interlocking figures, birds or fish, where if you look at one of the individual
where the birds
pieces,
would turn into fish by the...
and other things too, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you look at one of the pieces, it's not really a work of art or even a very interesting drawing itself. It's what the interplay between all of the pieces that form the piece of art. And That's how it is more or less in a string quartet as well. I mean, you take in any individual part and there's not much to it. It's the way the composition comes together that creates the piece of art.
When you say the string quartet, do you mean the music on the piece of paper or the four people with their four instruments?
Actually, both.
Okay. Now, some string quartets will actually kind of try and revel in the group sound that you can't pick one instrument out from among the four, and other groups really kind of, you know, we are four individuals, we have our unique sound, and when blended it sounds like this. Which way, Adam, are you guys leaning?
I don't think we've really chosen one way or the other in terms of that. I think what we try to do is just bring our own individual playing to the group, and then just try to play as well as we can individually, and also try to play as well as we can as a group. I mean, it sounds simple, but I don't think that we try to go in one direction or the other in terms of trying to always blend the sound or always sound really individual and different. Okay. Just sort of what comes naturally to us more than anything else.
And what do you do off? I mean, is this, you know, there are famous stories of like the Guarneri Quartet never socializing off stage, even traveling on separate planes and stuff. You guys haven't gotten to that point yet.
No, but I mean, we can understand that. they're not there yet, but someday we'll get there maybe.
Uh-huh. Is it a tough thing to be a kind of a young string quartet at a time when the industry is in a lot of turmoil?
I think quite the opposite. It's a great time to be in a string quartet because I think that's one of the sort of the burgeoning fields of classical music is chamber music. And I think, if anything, that's the place to be right now.
Right. And in fact, we have seen a lot of really gifted young string quartets. Then your task becomes, how do you stand out from the crowd? I suppose one way you could do that is through repertoire. Now, you know, every string quartet plays Dvorak and Beethoven, and, you know, you get up to Bartok and Shostakovich. How much further do you guys go? Are you working with younger composers and premiering and commissioning works and stuff?
Well, tomorrow actually is our first world premiere. We commissioned a string quartet from named Pierre Jalbert from Houston, through in collaboration with the Caremore Festival. So we're really excited about that. I think The way we really try and stand out isn't necessarily through repertoire, though. I think more we're trying just to play as well as possible. I mean, if you, the more you try and think about how are we going to stand out, kind of the less you might actually achieve. I think it's better just to go from a kind of an old school way of just trying to do as the best possible job you can on what you really love, and then hopefully that'll translate.
But that doesn't mean that you're ignoring the repertoire question.
No,
obviously.
For sure.
So tomorrow you're doing this world premiere. Pierre Gilbert, who's a composer of national reputation, has done a lot of big orchestra pieces and stuff. What's the quartet that he's written for you guys?
Well, we actually previously had played his second quartet, which is called Icefield Sonnets, and that's the reason that we decided to commission a piece, because we just really loved that piece and really had a great time playing it. So this one that we're premiering tomorrow, I would say one of the ways to describe it, it's very rhythmic, it's very rhythmically oriented, and it's very exciting. So it's sort of all about extremes. The first and the third and the fourth movement are all very, very fast, and the second movement is extremely slow. So it has a lot of contrast in it, which is always enjoyable for us and for the audience, which, it's a great thing to have.
So this will be tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Caramore Festival.
Exactly.
Up in Katona, New York. And what's the piece called?
It's just Quartet Number 4. That's kind of one thing that we actually like about him as a composer, is that he doesn't necessarily go out of his way to write, these metaphysical, metaphorical, allegorical titles to his pieces. He's happy to sometimes just write Quartet Number 4, which is nice.
All right, so the world premiere is tomorrow night, but here we are with you guys. First time we're using our brand new big performance space here in the new studios. So you want to steal a little of your own thunder and give us a sneak preview of some of the music?
Yeah, I think we'll play the first movement from Pierre Gilbert's fourth string quartet, and it's the movement is called Spiral 1.
Wait a minute, that's a metaphorical, allegorical title.
Yeah. Well, you're right, but at least the quartet itself doesn't have that kind of name.
Okay. All right, you want to go rejoin the other half of the group, and we'll hear another bit of live music. My guests are Adam Barnett Hart and Andrew Jans, and also Wu Ji and Pierre Lapointe. Collectively, they are the Escher String Quartet. This music is by Pierre Gilbert, and the full work, all five movements, gets its world premiere tomorrow night at the Caramore Festival in Katona. Here is the first movement, called Spiral 1. Kind of a surprise ending there from the composer Pierre Gilbert. Spiral 1 is the first movement of his string quartet number 4. The full piece gets its world premiere performance by this very ensemble, the Escher String Quartet. at the Caramore Festival in Katona, New York. Wu Ji and Pierre Lapointe playing violin and viola, respectively. Violinist Adam Barnett Hart joining me back at the microphone. Cellist Andrew Jans. You know, Andrew, you were talking about the Escher paintings or drawings, etchings, whatever the medium was, where one thing kind of turns into another. Almost sounds like there was some of that going on in the music in that piece.
Maybe Mr. Jaubert had that in mind when he was writing for us.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. And now, how closely did you guys work with him? I mean, were you on the phone with him, faxing back and forth? What does this note mean? Are you crazy? I can't get that high on a cello.
Before the piece was written, we had no contact with him. We commissioned him and then let him write the piece. We didn't want to get involved in. Or bother him about writing the piece. Afterwards, we had a couple questions, but
it was very self-explanatory and easy to read from the page and sort of understand what he wanted, I think. And yesterday, we actually met with him and had a chance to play it for him, which was really helpful.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, so you have this residency at the Caramore Festival. I mentioned at the beginning of the segment, you also have another residency with the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. It's good, big profile stuff. You're also playing in, you know, clubs, you know, in places where we expect to see indie rockers, singer-songwriters, and stuff like that. I understand the attraction, you know, it's like reaching beyond the usual circle of friends and stuff. But there have to be, Adam, challenges with that, too. I mean, it's noisy, you know.
We've definitely discovered that. I think we're still trying to figure out exactly how much we want to do of that and how it translates to different venues. I mean, one of the things that was really rewarding about doing that and that is rewarding is just the response that we get from the people that hear us. And, you know, they're so enthusiastic about it and they're so happy to hear this music. I mean, we play mainly 20th century music such as like Bartok, and we played some Ravel and some Zemlinsky. So kind of the stuff that, you know, our normal audiences maybe don't appreciate. And these audiences are so grateful and so happy to hear it. And they have so much respect for us. So it's nice to feel that way.
That's interesting that, you know, you might think that if you're going for an audience that knows nothing about classical music, it's back to the basics, you mm-hmm. know. Here's Beethoven's first string quartet. But what you guys are finding is the opposite, it sounds like.
Completely opposite. And also the other interesting thing is that we do some outreach for children, you know, anywhere from middle school, elementary school, high school. And the thing that we found is by far the most successful with them is also modern music. The more modern you get, the more they can understand that somehow.
Okay.
So it's interesting.
Now, Andrew, you guys have worked with the jazz singer Kurt Elling, who's been on Soundcheck in the past, including a Carnegie Hall performance with him, and you're on his new record.
Night Moves.
Night Moves. Mm-hmm. So what is that? I mean, do you have to play differently according to the context, whether it's a jazz person's record or, you know, a brand new string quartet written for you? Does that change the approach?
I don't think so. No, he incorporated us as a string quartet into his album. We played on a couple intros and we played kind of behind his singing. But no, we played more or less like we usually play. And I think the way they incorporated us was really nice.
Well, let's hear a little bit of how that turned out. This is some music from Kurt Elling. Where Are You, My Love is the name of the song, and it features my guests from the Escher String Quartet.
I can't believe you'd forget. I haven't finished with love yet. And I'm wondering where can you be? I still see your smile in my memories, photographs, pictures of hand holding laughter. I guess there's more that you're after. But you're teaching.
The singer is Kurt Elling. The string quartet is the Escher String Quartet, have been playing for us here in our new performance studio on Soundcheck this afternoon, and they are doing the world premiere of Pierre Jalbert's String Quartet No. 4 as part of a show tomorrow at the Caramore Festival in Katona. And then, Adam, is it like festival time for you guys in the summer? Is that the immediate future?
Yes, exactly. We're going to be traveling up to California for a while, which is great. We're really happy to get out of the heat, and then we're going to be in New Mexico for a while, so lots of great places.
All right, and maybe a rock club along the way, who knows? We'll see how that goes. The members of the Escher String Quartet, my guests on Soundcheck, and thanks to the four of you for performing for us this afternoon. It's really been a lot of fun.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
it was our pleasure.
It's been great being here.